All right, folks, today, if you've been to my website at BrianTilton.com, you've seen the trees, not towers info plastered all over BrianTilton.com, including today being the deadline for the Society for Protection of New Hampshire Forests, a.k.a. the Forest Society, trying to raise money to buy conservation easements on a couple of key parcels in the North Country that would very well stand in the way of the Northern Pass Project, looking at where they're trying to buy the route. Well, we have some progress to report for you right now as Will Abbott joins us now from the Forest Society. Will, good to see you, even after all the storm and stuff.
Well, happy Halloween.
Yeah, happy Halloween to you. It's going to be, what are we going to have next year for weather, huh? Mother Nature trick-or-treat, right?
It's a little bit risky around Halloween time these days in New Hampshire, isn't it?
I was talking with Kevin Skorupa, the WMUR meteorologist, yesterday on the show, and he says, I'm taking next year, October 29th, off. He says, October 29th last year, snowstorm, hurricane this year. What's next year? I'm not even going to be here to look at it. So I said, you know what? I might be down in Miami. Let's all hop a plane together and go. But anyway, the Trees Not Towers campaign. Today was originally set to be the deadline for this. What can you tell us?
Well, we're still looking. We're still receiving lots of gifts. And as of Monday, I think the last time we had a count, we were at $867,000. I'm not folding the tent yet, but in the event that we're not at $2.5 million by midnight tonight, we have a plan in effect with our landowners that we're dealing with and our donors that, you know, we're just going to keep raising money because we believe that this project, as we've conceived it, is essentially going to put a stop to the planned alternative route that Northern Pass is now working on. And of course, our goal is to prevent them from connecting all the dots. And we feel like we're in a really good place at the moment with the landowners we're working with. They are totally committed. And, you know, I think the bottom line here is that Northern Pass says they're 99% of the way through a route.
Yeah, that figure doesn't even pass the laugh test for me.
Well, whatever percentage it is, they're not at 100%. And I think, you know, the bottom line here is that if they don't get to 100%, they don't have an application that they can file before the state's site evaluation committee. So,
because eminent domain is off the table.
Exactly. The only way they can get to 100% is by navigating over land with willing sellers, and there are enough unwilling sellers, at least in terms of selling their land in Northern Pass, that I just don't think they're going to get through. And I think that we're in a really good place right now in that respect. And we'll see what happens, but my sense is that, two or three months down the road from now, Northern Pass will be looking for an entirely new route, and the $21 million they spent in Coos County will be of little value to them.
Sure, and they have bought some big properties up there. They've spent some big money anyway, and in my conversation with Donna Jordan of the Colebrook Chronicle the other week, one of the properties that you're looking to close for a conservation easement, the McAllister Farm, which we talked with you about when this campaign was first announced, they came back and offered him $4 million for the land after you've already signed the purchase and sales agreement with him.
Well, I have to say that in my personal hallmark of great Americans, Rod and Donna McAllister stand near the top because you know, the enormity of the pressure on anybody who owns real estate that's in the hair sites of Northern Pass is very significant. And I understand why people who do sell, and I also appreciate why people like Rod and Donna McAllister are willing to stand up and say no to any price. And if our campaign has any success, it will be giving voice to those landowners who are willing to say no to any price. And that's not easy. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, the McAllisters are third or I think maybe even fourth generation dairy farmers up in one of the most beautiful pastoral landscapes in New Hampshire. And, you know, they have an affection for the land as a result of that, and they're not willing to see it scarred.
Exactly. And looking at what you have now before you, this is this Trees Not Towers campaign does not end today. You're going to be continuing to work on this because as I've seen, you have enough that you're going to close on two parcels of land that you were seeking out of this, right?
Right. What we're going to do is we'll have a rolling set of closings, and we've been talking about this with all the landowners, and they are fully in agreement with our goal. And we haven't even decided ourselves, which two are going to be the first two. But, we have a very deliberate idea of where we're going, and we're going to get there.
Mm-hmm. Well, the money is coming in still, even as we speak, and there's been a very tremendous response to this so far. And in fact, as Jack Savage pointed out, that you're going to be doing this even into the new year because some of your larger donors have said it would help them out for tax purposes to do it next year.
Correct.
So that's why this is nowhere near done.
It isn't done, and I'd like to say that we're 99% of the way there by using the new math. We're not quite at 99%, but I do believe that given the responses that we've gotten so far, we have all the confidence in the world that by early January, we're going to get over the top.
And, you know, they want to talk about, and I'm talking Northern Pass, wants to talk about the support of the landowners. That's how we're developing this route, through the support of the landowners. But as you have talked already, you know, with the people that are standing in the way of this new route that Northern Pass hopes to unveil by the end of the year, it doesn't look like that's going to happen. You've been talking with plenty of other landowners throughout the state that simply don't want this. So I don't know where those willing landowners are, except the ones that are coming to you saying, hey, we're unwilling to sell to Northern Pass.
Well, I think the bottom line here is that it what they have set as a goal is a very difficult task. We're trying to make it more difficult, and I think we're succeeding. But they've set a very high goal, and I don't, based on what we know today, we don't see how they complete the 100% that they need in order to succeed.
Well, let's just take a look at that figure for a minute. You take the percentage of the route that goes through the White Mountain National Forest. That's not their route. They don't have that. They're nowhere near having that. So as we talked a lot in that meeting in Easton in September, that was good information coming out about the White Mountain National Forest. They don't have that. We don't know if they even have all the lower 140 secure that they would need for expansions and the like to go through there. And they certainly don't have the first 40 miles, well, the upper 40 is, as they're called, which is now turned into 60 or 80 miles perhaps, the way they're trying to snake through Coos County.
I think that's, when you look at the serpentine route that they now have to travel through Coos County, going east, south, east, west, south, and east and west again. I mean, at some point, if I were an investor, if I were a shareholder of Northeast Utilities, I'd certainly want to ask the board of directors the question of, exactly what are you doing up there in northern New Hampshire? I mean, whose money is being spent here, and, what's it going to look like when we're done? And, in the old days, you used to travel a straight line between two places, and this is anything but a straight line.
That's true, and look at all the money that they've spent. What did you say, $21 million they've spent so far on trying to buy up properties? And
Correct. Imagine
if they can't get this route, that's money that just disappears into the ether, because then they're stuck with a whole bunch of overpriced property.
Exactly, and at the end of the day, the good news there is that New Hampshire doesn't get stuck with this huge scar on its landscape.
All right. Well, Will Abbott, thank you very much for coming in for this update on the Trees Not Towers campaign. People still want to contribute to it. They can. They can make their pledges, and even going into the new year as well.
Absolutely. A great Christmas gift, whether it's a stocking stuffer or the main family gift. Trees Not Towers should be on your list.
Here's how I'm going to state it before I have to let you go, and that is, I want to give my kids something that they can enjoy as much as I've been able to enjoy on my years here, especially in the last few years. And that McAllister Farm is a nice snowmobile trail that goes up through there. And I get to enjoy, a lot of people get to go hunting on that Green Acres land nearby, too. Just think, folks, what greater gift can you give your kids than the great outdoors? And what a great way to do it through the Forest Society. So thank you, Will.
Thank you, Bulldog.
All right, take care.